Hey, everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 578. I'm producer Gerald, and always, I'm joined by Ryan Walton.
Hello.
Good morning.
Howdy.
This fun, cold morning. It looks like it's going to be nice outside.
You know, it's cold. It's freezing. Mm-hmm. There's frost, Jack Frost out there. But I got that old mini split hooked up out here in the building. Mm-hmm. Feeling good this morning. Got a hoodie on. A little bit hot, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Do you know? So you got a hoodie on? Yeah.
Yeah, I could come up out of here though. I got a t-shirt underneath, so I'm not just bare chesting it. I could come out of there.
Go shirtless.
Thing.
Yeah.
But I could pull it off. I could take it off.
What about are you wearing long pants, shorts?
It says shorts on.
Shorts. Okay.
Shorts, flip-flops, t-shirt, hoodie.
When I worked in the mall, we used to like see those people that wear like the big scarves, hats, and sweatshirts, and all of a sudden they have flip-flops and shorts on.
Yeah, douchebags are what those are called. Mm-hmm. They want to look cool, but they're cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care for that. It's always that look, too. And it's always like, I'm gonna go after a fan base here, but it's always a dude in like a Chicago Bears hoodie with a fucking matching beanie on. Mm-hmm. And then a set of cargo shorts and a set of like a high end flip flops.
Yep.
Not sandals, but like a nice leather pair of flip flops.
Yep. Oh, it's not cold outside.
Yeah, I'm not even cold, dude. My top half gets a little cold, but I'm not even cold. My legs don't feel.
Yep. So now, dude, you're cold.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, you're for sure cold. Also, I don't like those people. I also don't like the girls, the ladies, the women who will put freezing over being cute. Mm. They're like out there in the dress or the suit, mm-hmm, skirt when it's over the freezing. You're like, don't do that.
Right.
Don't do that for you, for them, for the guy you're with, for the dude you're with that has shorts on. Don't do that for that guy.
Yeah.
Put some pants on. Don't be cold.
We had that at the store. We had a one that would not wear anything to keep herself warm. Always had to look cute.
You can look cute and be warm. And also, if you have to prioritize, make sure you put being warm at the top.
Yeah.
And any guy that doesn't understand that can just fuck right off. Got to be warm. You got to treat yourself right.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. I've worn a hoodie and shorts. Like sometimes in the spring, fall, it's just right. You can't do it in the dead ass of winter. Mm-hmm. That's where I have the problem. The problem when it's 18 outside.
Yeah, I've never done that, but I do. Like when it's cold, I'll wear, I will wear shorts. Like right now, like yesterday it was like freezing in the house, like our house. Bad shorts. Everyone else has got pants on. Blanket. I'm just still shorts that I'm like covered my top half off, but not my legs and my feet.
It's just a tricky balance to not look stupid. Mm-hmm. But you got to regulate that heat too. That's why I like a hoodie, because it can come off. Because I'm never just hoodie only. I always have a shirt.
And see, the only hoodies I have are zip up hoodies. I don't have like the pullover hoodies at all. None.
Oh yeah, I like a pullover. Now, let me ask you this. Do you do them? You do them bare? You do them without a shirt underneath?
No, there's just a shirt.
Because you got to be careful with that zipper.
Yeah, there's a shirt.
You get it hung up in that magic carpet. Mm-hmm. That bear chest.
It's more like a wolf. No, not a wolf chest. It's a light bear chest. It's not really. It's not
Velcro maybe a patch. Bear. Yeah, maybe a bear with a little bit of mange.
Yeah, it's a.
Like you had some hair, but it's not a lot. It's thin.
Yeah, just a little bit here and there.
I've got a Sasquatch chest.
Yeah, you got a Velcro patch.
You can barely even see skin. It's just solid. Just a solid mat.
I just seen an Instagram photo of some guy like they were talking about that. This is what the Russians looked like back in the day, and is this big hairy bear chest dude. Just you can see nothing but just hair.
Yeah. I joke about it, but I think I have an appropriate amount of like hair for what you would consider to be like a hairy guy, but I'm not like a, I'm not Instagrammable like Harry.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm not meme worthy Harry.
Right.
But I definitely have what I would say an above average amount of hair. So that's where I'm at.
Yeah. I think our listeners have heard this several times from us about our hair.
Yeah, but I think it turns them on. So.
Oh yeah.
I mean, there's no reason not to talk about it.
And if you want to get a patch, I mean, if you have hair from either one of us, let us know. We'll send it to you.
I could sell it indefinitely because it grows at such a high rate.
Mm-hmm.
Because back in the day, when I was growing up and I was going through like high school, it wasn't cool to have a hairy chest. Like all my friends shaved their. And
we do not shave for us.
Yeah, they all shaved, and you just leave the little happy trail, and leading down to the dick root. And I never like totally shaved mine, but I tried to like keep the clippers on it just so it was not unruly.
Yeah,
it would grow back in like a 36 hours.
Whew.
So I wish I had that hair on my head.
Yeah, I see. Mine's up on the top, is starting to thin out.
Okay, back there, but look at this receding from the front. So I need maybe implant some of that chest hair.
So do you remember the guy that from, I don't want to call him out, the manager that we both know that lives up in Hopkinsville at the Jeep, at the girlfriend? Yeah. So he would shave, like he would take and do his arms, his chest, his legs, his dick root, his asshole. He'd do all of it.
That's a lot.
Yeah, and he would talk about it all the time. Like he would just trim it all up.
I mean, it's up to the person. How you decide to manscape is your business.
Mm-hmm.
I think for me, that time investment would be, it would be significant if I was going to shave everything.
Yeah, but if you shave it, just keep on doing it, then.
It's still significant. I don't think we give people enough credit who shave it. Like it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work. Especially if you're doing your asshole every day.
Yeah. And if you're doing it yourself, like where I watch wrestling, those wrestlers, a lot of wrestlers do it, but they have someone backstage that's doing it for them.
What would you charge an hour to shave assholes?
To me shave an asshole?
Ugh, yeah, for you to do that for a living.
I don't even know.
Don't be too good here. Don't be too good for it.
Oh, shave an asshole. Oh, ugh. $100.
Not an asshole. Just asshole after asshole. Like, that's your job. You're the asshole shaver.
No, like $100 an hour.
That's high.
Yeah, because that's something I would never want to do.
Here's all you need, right? A couple nice razors, maybe some of those that are just the blades so you can get up close and personal, and then some normal razors. Maybe a set of clippers in case it's long to start. And then
boxes of gloves.
Some gloves and then
N95 mask and or gas mask.
No mask. N95, yeah, I'll allow that.
Oh no. So they
I think you seem like cheeks, a prude you just, when you're back. Yeah, you seem like a prude with your back there with a mask on though.
Well, if they make him take a shower first and then clean it, because some people do not.
I don't think people are bringing dirty assholes to you to be shaved. I think most people will try to get that clean.
Oh, no, you'd be surprised.
No, I don't think so. You don't know? No, you don't know.
My wife goes and gets, the waxing done, and they always talk about how, like, someone just came in there and they didn't clean themselves. They're always, like, just smell as soon as they got in the room.
It's weird. It's weird if you know, right? It'd be different if you just, like, I went somewhere and they're like, surprise, we got to shave your asshole. And I'd be like, oh, maybe I wasn't ready for that. But if you know, like if it's scheduled, that's weird.
Yeah. Some women can't or men can't reach.
That's why you get the shower heads on the hose.
More the bidets.
Yeah. If I ever build a house, it's going to have bidet. Like I'm going to get a toilet with a built-in bidet. I feel like I'm missing out. Now, I don't know bougie enough to have the separate one.
Mm-hmm.
Like the separate bidet, but I want one. And I don't want to add on. I want one built in.
I think we've asked this before. You've used one before, right?
I've experienced one. I wouldn't say I've used one like enough to say that I like am familiar with them.
Okay.
I want one though.
Feels weird.
You don't like it?
No, it feels weird. And I think after using it multiple times, I probably would, but I went to you had to use the bathroom at someone's house and they had one. And I didn't realize it had one, but as soon as you flush a toilet, it just starts jetting right at it.
Well, there should be it should be an option. I should control it.
No, this one was automatic.
I don't want it just deciding when I want it. Like a bidet that is randomized that you can't control doesn't sound good at all.
That's how they had to set it. Set up where as soon as you flush, it just starts shooting water.
Yeah. Now I know some people, as soon as they go to the bathroom, have to shower no matter what.
Yep.
Like it's just a thing for them. They're just wired that way.
Yep, they shower or they just get full on butt naked and take a shit, then showered. And
yeah. Yeah. I don't make it a whole, I don't make it a whole production. Everybody does it. To me, it's not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll go anywhere too. Doesn't even matter.
Same.
Yeah. I'm not one of these picky people. They're like, oh, I gotta get home. I'm like, oh, I'll do it in the parking lot and a set of bushes if that's what's needed. As long as there's TP there, I don't really care. Gas station, department store, grocery store. I'm not picky.
Right. Now, what about,
I require two things, a door that locks and toilet paper.
Now, what about the dude wipes?
I'm not going to pack them with me, but I like a wipe.
Mm-hmm.
Like I like a wipe in the moment. I don't like a wipe to like keep clean. Like if you're just like periodically going through the day and just wiping to stay fresh, I don't do that. So this podcast is gross.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's gross.
Welcome to the video game podcast.
I blame you. I don't know how we got here, but.
Well, we talking about you being cold with your sweatshirt and hairy and all of a sudden.
Yeah, and the next thing you know, you're talking about shaving assholes.
Yep.
That was on you.
Well, I think they're used to it by now. How we deviate.
Yeah, maybe. I hate that we made them used to that.
Right.
Side note, I slept two nights ago, and I think I shattered my wrist in my sleep.
Oh, shit.
It hurts so bad. It's not swollen or anything. It's not bruised. It hurts so bad to turn it almost any direction. I almost can't even lift a coffee cup.
Ooh.
Wasn't that way when I woke up? Or when went to sleep? Was that way when I woke up?
My ankle was like that about a week ago.
From sleep?
Yep. I slept on it wrong and for about 2 days. I was hurting bad.
You know what sucks is, you know, a lot of times I'm in I sleep on a hand all day. Yeah. They're like normal people you would know if your hand was pancaked underneath you.
Oh, yeah.
Not me.
Like I told you, I think until like a while ago, there was a time that I would sleep like with my hand bent up, you know, in between my chest for the longest time.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to get a brace.
That seems like it'd be bad.
Yeah, I had to get a brace to keep it open, like to keep it out. And it finally, after like 3 months of wearing the brace, it was able to sleep without it doing that anymore.
You ever feel yourself reverting back?
Nah. No, luckily.
Like it's broken.
No, but I mean, it was literally, I would wake up and my hand would be falling like asleep and fingers would be purple and.
Sounds terrible.
Yeah, it was. So the doctor gave me a brace to use to keep my hand, like my wrist straight. Looks like one of them bowling ones that people wear bowling. Doesn't look like it. Like if you broke your wrist, it's not like that. It's like a bowling. I think I still have it somewhere.
You should wear it when you do the show.
No, I don't need it.
Just in case, though.
Right.
Hold on, I'm trying to. I know the listeners don't know or care, but for whatever reason, Skype is a little delayed.
Yes, I'm sure they've noticed.
Yeah, so there's a pause. So what I'm trying to do is check everything and make sure that I went ahead and prioritized my laptop in case that was the issue. But I'll be honest with you, the internet looks good.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just a Skype issue.
As always, it's always Skype.
Yeah. So I did prioritize it where nothing will jump ahead of it on. And look, I have a lot of shit connected. 45 devices connected right now to my home internet.
Shit.
So, I mean, I got to share that bandwidth.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Maybe it'll get better. Hopefully.
Are they all on?
Yeah. I mean, everything. That's what's connected. There's 45 things currently connected.
Connected. You probably have, what, about 70 total?
I mean, there's a lot of
everything on.
I mean, maybe. It's like a lot of cameras and iPads and phones and
refrigerators, microwaves,
my espresso machine, the TV, the Xbox, PS5, Switch.
I know that's one thing you haven't talked about in a long time is your smart home stuff.
You know, it's because I would classify myself as a bad smart home owner.
Mm-hmm.
And that when something breaks, because it does, like inevitably something needs to be reset, reconfigured, needs to, like after the update, you need to, it's one of those things where like when I was deciding where to put my time, it wasn't towards keeping that up.
Right.
So now I've got this weird thing where like half of the smart home stuff I have works and a quarter of it doesn't work the right way. So I'm basically operating on a fully functional 25%. Some of it works some of the time. Some of it works all the time and some of it never works.
The only issue we have in ours is the Roomba.
I just got the new Roomba that empties itself.
How is that?
I don't know. I literally haven't set it up yet.
Okay.
I signed up for the subscription. So they have a subscription you can go. It's $30 a month. They send you a robot. You keep it for 2 years, 3 years, and then they send you a brand new robot. You send that one back. Hmm. But they pay for all your filters, all your brushes, everything during that whole time. They just send it to you on auto. So I did some quick number crunch, and there's absolutely no way I could do it cheaper by owning it myself. The only difference is I'd have a graveyard of robots after
right.
I continue to buy my own. Now, I will say the Roomba that I've been using, I've probably been using for 5 years. So I don't think they have to be replaced every 3 years, but this keeps me the most up to date when it comes to robots as well.
Right.
So I canceled. What did I cancel? I canceled Ubisoft Plus.
Ooh.
And the Amazon, the Luna thing I was still paying for. So that freed up like $20. And then when I signed up for Walmart Plus, it included Paramount for free. So I was able to cancel the Paramount I was paying for. And I think I was paying like 10 bucks for that. Walmart Plus was like $7. So I freed up like $3 there. Anyways, I canceled enough shit that I was able to equal out the $30. I think I actually canceled out $32. I use that Rocket Money app that shows you all the active subscriptions you have. And it's kind of mind blowing when you see how many subscriptions you actually have. And so I freed up enough to get that robot, and I feel like that was a good trade-off.
Yes, I saw that because we're – not that we have issues. The Roomba works fine, but my wife likes the self-cleaning robot. Mm-hmm. We have an issue every now and then. It loses the Wi-Fi, so I have it set on a timer like to clean like every 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have it to where I can – if I need to clean something, I can just press the button. It'll automatically clean. Well, a lot of times it'll just lose – it won't clean at all. It won't even do anything. So I have to go over and press the button to turn it on and let it clean.
Mm-hmm.
But we just have like the basic generic. I think we got it from – I got it on sale for like $100 at Target 1 year for Christmas. I think because the newer ones that were coming out and they were just like, hey, yeah, let's just get rid of these. There's also Black Friday deals.
Yeah, I've got – two of the mops and then the one Roomba, which my house is not very big. You know, it's big enough. One Roomba can handle my house. The other one I had on manual, so I would start it when I wanted to on the weekends and let it run. I usually don't have it go during the week because the dog doesn't like it much. So I only run it when I'm home.
All right. So let me ask you, I'm looking at this thing here. It says it's $29 a month with an activation fee of
$150. Or you pay, it's an activation fee of $150 and your month to month, like locked into your contract. You're not month to month. It's $150 and you're locked in for, I think, 2 years, or it's $199 and you're not locked in at all.
Okay.
And I think I did the, I just paid. I'm not locked in.
Okay. So if you do the, it says if you do the 2 year, it's only $50. The $149 is for the 1 year.
Yeah. So I did the $149 and I don't have to do anything.
And if you cancel, they'll deactivate your robot. Or if you stop
Yeah. Like they repo that bitch. It quits working.
Uh-huh.
They got that low jack on them. If you cancel or miss a payment, they just turn your robot off. And then when you pay, I think it just starts cleaning again.
So let me see when this article was. This was August of last year. As of this, they were giving you the Roomba J7 Plus.
Are you on their site?
No, I was looking at a different website. Just that was talking about the breakdown of how much.
I don't know what I don't know which one. I think they still are giving the J7, or maybe it's the J7 Plus.
Yeah, that's what this is, the J7 Plus. It says it's listed at $799.99, so it's an $800 robot.
All right, so it's $800 robot. So you have that initial cost, but then if you look and you buy actual iRobot replacement brushes, filters, and cartridges for that, because it empties it into like a little bag thing, which is a bullshit that it can't just empty it into a bin.
Mm-hmm.
It is outrageous to keep it going.
Yeah, because it says the brushes, the set of dual multi-surface rubber brushes retails for $84.98 when purchased separately. Like if you just buy them.
Yeah.
The replacement service, if you messed your, if you need to get it fixed, is $150.
And it should have a filter as well. And then it has the bags for the actual dump part.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to read just quick through what happens if it selects. Let's see if they say if it's worth it.
I'm trying to head over to the iRobot site so I can tell you if which robot they're actually giving out right now.
Let's say if you want to get a cheap one, you can find a cheap one for $250. They are subject to wear and tear, no expensive looking back. And this one said he should have signed up for the iRobot Select rather than paying full price for his Roomba. It would have saved him more money. So he says for him, you should have done the.
All right. So it includes Roomba robot vacuum, accessories automatically delivered, premium protection plan, dedicated support, eligible for a new robot every 3 years, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. I'm trying to go over here so I can see.
Oh, they're not, and they're not taking any new subscriptions. It says,
when was that?
I'm looking at the site right now. We are currently not accepting new subscriptions. Sign up to be notified when new subscriptions.
Oh, it does say that. Huh.
So you got in.
I did it back in December. I literally set it up yesterday. And I had it since December. I got like the 29th of December and I set that bitch up in the middle of February. That's unfortunate that they're not letting people in, because I think it's a good service and I think the pricing is fair.
Yeah, that's something I would look at.
Yeah, well, apparently not.
No, not now.
Apparently you're not going to look at it.
Because I wouldn't mind doing one of the mops also.
Yeah, it's the way to go for the subscription, because like you said, it's $80 for brushes. Let's say you're like you're trying to do the right thing. You're replacing those every probably 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're talking about, was that 180 for 6 months? You had the $800 cost of the robot.
Yeah.
Let's just do some quick math. I don't know how much those filters are. We're going to say $100. Well, I bet it doesn't even, I bet it's $150.
Yeah, so here you can buy basic Roomba filters for like $12.99. Lowe's has, for the IJ, it's Lowe's has them for $28.
Let's do some quick math. How often are we supposed to change these things? Let's adhere to what they say. Let's see if we can figure this. This will be good listening for everybody. I'm going to go to the accessories, shop accessories. That's a damn shame. I wouldn't even brought up the fact that they had that. Okay, so $80 gets you the J Series refill kit. Mm-hmm. So it's normally $85. It's $80 right now. It comes with two brushes, three sweepers, three filters, and three bags for the deal job.
And this is, and according to rumor, they want you to change it every 2 months.
Every 2 months. So $80.
Yeah, for the filters. Well, the extractor every 6 to 12 months. And the front caster wheel every once a year.
I want to get on this so it can tell me how long this kit, like what they call this, like a 3 month kit or whatever. Specs. It doesn't say. Yeah, it doesn't say. I'm going to guess three filters. They want you to change every 2 months.
Yeah, every 2 months.
So this is like a half year kit, I guess.
I've yet to change any of that stuff. I just clean it.
I do change some of my stuff.
I clean the brushes after every use. I clean the filter after every use. Because I don't have one of the self thing where I have to, it just have to physically take the little cartridge out and dump it.
Yeah, mine too. So it's like you're basically at $1,000 and I'm paying $29.99
for 2 years.
Yeah. Well, forever, as long as I keep it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, for the first 2 years is for sure. And then you pay whatever activation fee.
Yeah, so it takes 33 months to pay for that thing if you look at the actual cost. Mm-hmm. And that's just through 1 year. So that's not even accurate either. Yeah, it's a good deal.
Yeah.
Also, I don't remember that I need to order that. I don't remember that I need to change the bag. When it just shows up, it reminds me.
Yeah. That'd be a good idea to have that.
Now, is it a little weird to not own the robot? Kinda. You know what I did with my first robot? And I had like a first generation Roomba. I donated it to a thrift store when I got my new one because it was beat all to hell. It half-ass worked.
But then if you're constantly getting the newest one, I mean.
Yeah.
And no telling how good they're going to get.
Yeah. And in this case, I support the subscription in this case.
Right.
Not all cases, but this one I like it. Now, we should talk about video games too.
Yeah, we should. I was going to say, what about your lawnmowers?
They're not working because I didn't maintain them.
Right. Okay. So, what you play this week?
The usual suspects minus the new game for multiplayer madness there. We played Party Animals. Still have not turned on Disney Speedstorm, so I haven't even seen the Under the Sea pack yet. Mm-hmm. A little more Dave the Diver. That was mainly yesterday. And that is about it. Nope.
No Palindromes?
Nope. Party Animals and a little bit of Dave the Diver. And then, of course, on Thursday, we had our first week where we played Helldivers 2.
Yes.
Now, I have some thoughts on this.
Okay.
It's having a lot of server issues. They didn't affect us. So I feel like I should say that. We had a pretty smooth experience as far as connectivity went and servers and...
Until the very end. Well, no, Pac-Man got dropped once.
Pac-Man got dropped once, like before we started.
Yeah.
And
then I got dropped at the end.
Here's the thing, though. I'm not sure you got dropped. I think you raged. You wanted to go to bed.
No, I literally got kicked out of the room.
Because here's what happened. You got kicked out of the room, and then you just got offline without saying anything.
No, I lost the chat, everything.
Yeah, so it was your internet then.
Yeah, my internet kicked me off.
But you didn't even text like every other time when we all get disconnected.
Oh yeah, I went straight to bed.
So I still can't buy. I can't buy this story.
No, it's both. It was a good excuse for me to go ahead and go to bed.
Here's what I think happened. I know what you're trying to sell. Here's what I think happened. Mm-hmm. I think you had a mediocre time. I think I think that you saw an out because we decided to do one more. You saw an out and you're like, I'm going to take it. So you fake an internet outage. You back out of the game and then you just log out. Because here's the thing. You still to this day, until this moment, have not even acknowledged what happened. You didn't send us a text. You act like everything was normal the next day. You'd never address that there was an internet outage. And so I've had a conversation already with Marshall 205 and we both feel pretty good that you just logged off.
I got kicked out of the server. And then when I was
you might have got kicked out of the room.
Well, I got kicked out of the room because I was trying to talk to you guys about that. And I saying, hey, I got kicked out. Are you going to play another one or not? And, but no one was responding to me at all. Like no one was talking. And I was like, okay, I'm completely kicked off.
Now what might have happened is you might have got kicked out of the room and then immediately pulled up that shutdown button and tried to tell us as you were pushing, get me out of here.
No, because I stayed on for a couple more seconds. I jumped into another game to get my daily.
But at no point did you think I should see your internet was working. You played another game.
No, I logged in for a second. But I think
and it worked.
It worked.
Yeah.
But this
the story's falling apart.
It completely crashed out to where it says you send a report to Helldivers. And I say, hey, I'm sending a report.
And why wouldn't you be like, hey, guys, sorry, I got kicked. Internet sucks. I'm playing GTA. See y'all.
Well, I didn't play GTA, but.
You know, it's the point, though. Every other time someone's internet has dropped, they've always texted the group. So I don't believe this. I think this is what you're trying to sell to the listeners. You don't seem like a bad guy.
No, it is what happened. And I did exit out and I did not respond or say anything.
This is like your heel moment. I feel like new Gerald from here on out.
Mm-hmm.
So did you like the game? Because I don't think you did.
It was okay.
Yeah, you didn't like it. Are you judging this harder because you had to pay $40 for it?
No. Nah.
So if this was free, you would have had the same experience as if you did paying $40.
Yeah.
I also just thought it was an okay time. And I get that people are high on this game. And I want to be clear. I don't think the game itself is bad. I think the way we played that game was not enjoyable. And I'll tell you why. I talked to the friend of the show, Matt, about that game. Mm-hmm. And he said, one of my favorite parts is the strategy. Like we talk about where we're going to come in, what objectives we're going to hit. We look at the map. Like we do all this planning. Everybody gives input on where we're going to drop, like what we're looking at. And I'm thinking back. I'm like, well, we just hit the start button.
Yeah. And we just drop.
There's no strategy. And then we kill stuff instead of actually doing what the objective says. So we played one after you logged off.
Mm-hmm.
We played one. And it was destroy like 14 nests. What we did instead was kill shit for 30 minutes and then fail because we weren't destroying any nest. They never stopped coming because of the nest.
Mm-hmm.
We just elected to kill stuff and die over and over. And so then at that point, I was frustrated. I went to bed. And then I think they played two more. Patman and friend of the show, Marshall 205, played two more.
And see, I'm going to blame it on Patman because he was already level 11. So he's got hours into it. He should have told us a little bit more.
I think he's either overconfident or that's how he plays. He doesn't play with strategy. He's just treating it like it's EDF and you just got to kill everything. So mm-hmm. I don't know who's to blame here. I don't know whose fault this is. But I do feel like if we were a little more strategic, if I knew what we were doing, we just freestyle. And it's not that I mind. I understand that everybody's got a plan. You know, so you get in there, you got a plan, but then you see something, you're like, oh, well, let's check that out. Now we've deviated from the plan. I'm good with that. We don't have to stick to it. But we don't even have we don't even know what the mission is because he's hit the button so fast.
Right.
I don't even know what we're supposed to be doing.
I'm just following the leader.
That's what we all did. Patman goes one direction and we just trail behind him and then we kill shit and then he goes to the next place and we trail behind him.
Yep.
And if you get separated in that game, you're probably dead.
Yeah, for sure.
But should there be moments where we're saying like, hey, you and I are going to go over here and hit this one while, because you share everything. So you share anything collected. Should we say like, hey, you and I are going to go eliminate this nest while they push forward and go ahead and do this, you know, this sub checkpoint here, like should we be doing it that way? Should we always roll as a group? Like, because there is a time factor to the game. Like, you do have to be out before a certain amount of time if you're going to be able to call in for anything.
Mm-hmm. And we're running around trying to collect everything and shoot and kill everything. We see, there's some creatures across the river. Let's shoot at them and bring them towards us so we can kill them.
And I know he doesn't listen, but he needs to hear this. friend of the show, Pat Man, you've got to stop gatekeeping the ammo. You can't hold my ammo. I don't like it. I don't like having to ask for it. I don't like you giving me one pack at a time.
Mm-hmm.
He's got that damn bag, and he likes to have all the ammo for all of us, and we have to come to him like he's a commissary and request it. And then he approves or denies our request. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Just let me pack my own. I'm grown. But it's okay. It's better than Zombie Army. I could say that.
Mm.
It's better than
I just feel like I got stabbed.
It's better. It's 100% better than Zombie Army. Zombie Army's fine. 4 weeks of Zombie Army was a long time.
Yeah, I thought maybe we were able to get the game completed. Like that was why I picked it, because I thought we could complete the game. I thought it'd be because we've only done like one game where we've actually beat the whole game.
Yeah, it was really repetitive, like very repetitive.
Mm-hmm.
And some repetition is good. In this case, I did not find that to be good. I was ready to be done with that at week four. It was better than Totally Reliable Delivery Service. That game was funny once. It was not fun the second time. So it was better than that. It was better than EDF, 100%.
Yeah.
Trying to think of
Payday.
What else we...
Payday.
Way better than Payday. Mm-hmm. We talked about that. Maybe that's kind of where it lands. Maybe it's in that range there. You know, Dead by Daylight was pretty fun. I thought we had a good time by that, but I'll even say by the end of, like, every other week was kind of miserable at Dead by Daylight, so maybe it's kind of on par with that. You know, I think one thing I've learned from this is that 4 weeks is a long time to do anything with a week in between.
Yeah.
It's a long time. And there are very few games that I've... Because you're not engaged with it at all until you are again. So it's like you need to ignore it for a week, not be invested at all, but then be totally bought in for 4 hours. And maybe the way we have it set up is just it's just hard to do it that way.
Unless we, after this next go around, we change, like take a break, change it, and just say, hey, this is a game we're all going to play for, you know, this month.
But then what do you do? Do you pay it four nights in a row and then you take a week off?
Or no,
and
you
then
just,
the
you
next
just,
time...
Like if we all get on, we all play that game.
Yeah, but what if you play it like four nights in a row? You play this thing Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then the next week we take the whole week off, and then the following week we do the new game Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah, I don't think all of us can commit to four nights in a row though.
Because then you're not giving yourself time to be bored of it. Like I haven't wanted to play Helldivers since we quit. Like I've not one time been like, you know what? I want to jump in there.
Oh yeah. That's, I am also with that. That's also how I am with most of those games that we picked out.
But yeah.
That's why we are playing them so we can experience what other people games that they like and experience new things.
Now, cause I don't want to be a negative Nancy. I think the game plays well. I think it looks good. I didn't have any glitchiness to the game itself.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I thought everything worked the way it was supposed to. I think it looks really good. I like that they give you that you're in third person, but they do give you a first person option when you zoom in. I like that that's there for the people that want it. Everything feels smooth. Switching weapons feels good. Everything works as expected. The bugs are mean as hell.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of them, and we're still early on. It immediately disarms you from the idea of I'm not going to die.
Oh, yeah.
Because you die all the time.
We all have died.
Yeah. And so they treat you as if you're just a replaceable soldier. And that I like, too, because it takes some of that, like, I mean, everyone died. We all died over and over. And it's kind of once it's expected.
Other.
Yeah. Yeah. You, Howard.
you killed
mostly
me.
You two. I killed you one time, and it was a misstep on my part because I was trying to kill him because he killed me and I decided to land on him.
Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't played the game, it represents the character name by just like a random number and the first letter of their name.
Yeah.
So you're Hoffenshow.
Yes.
So you're like H1 or whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, in a split second, you have to control that pod. I'm trying to kill him. I saw the H and I thought Howard.
Right.
So I landed on you on purpose, but I was trying to kill him. That's what happened. But he is actually ED.
Yeah, for his whatever gamer tag. Yeah.
Yeah, he was E4 or whatever. So it's just your player position, like that you join, I think, and the first letter.
Yeah.
It's like I was M3, Patman, because he got booted, was N4, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So it just did it that way. But it's fun. But yeah, I killed you on purpose trying to kill him. He killed me countless times, probably some on purpose, some not. One time he just walked up and killed me.
Yeah.
He just walked up and killed me. We're standing there. There was nothing around. He killed me on purpose. And then you guys are assholes because you laugh, which is encourages his bad behavior.
Right. But then also what sucks about killing you lose your stuff. You have to go pick it back up.
Yeah. So like the samples are fine because they're shared. So somebody else picks them up. It's no big problem. But I got to go find my gun.
Mm-hmm.
And then because we shoot at everything, by the time I land, there's a whole pack of bugs over there to fight. And yep. I can't find my damn gun.
Like that level with those invisible ones. Oh, I mean, God. We just kept on dying, just kept on losing our weapons. And because you would land somewhere else and where you got killed from.
Because you land wherever the person throws the PAL sphere, wherever he throws that is where you come in.
Yep.
So let's say, and in most cases, Patman is the one that brings everybody back. He may be on a completely different spot fighting a completely different set because we did get split up some and he summons you over there and you're like, I don't even know where my stuff is at. You look at the map, the gun's all the way on the other side of the lake.
Yeah. If you're looking around, like, I don't remember any of this area. What am I doing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I thought it was fun. I wish we had a little more strategy. I don't want to take it 100% serious, but I don't know that taking it 0% serious was the right move either.
Yeah.
You know, I think we need to land somewhere in the middle.
And I still don't know how to use half the stuff that's on there, what to use, why to use it, and how to use it.
See, I think you guys put too much thought into that. They were like talking back and forth about the different weapons and the benefits, and I'm like, I just have the starting shit still.
Yeah, it's like fine. I didn't drop anything down. Like I don't.
Like yeah, it's fine.
Supply crates. I'm just using everybody else's.
Well, you know, Patman's always calling those in anyway. He's calling a weapon, mm-hmm. you know, here and there to get started. But yeah, it's. I don't know. I like it. I do think it's fun. I'm not in love with it. That's what I would say. I know I came in hot. Like I hated it. I don't hate it. It's just okay for me though. I like it.
Same.
I don't love it.
Yeah. One of the guys saw me playing it that I normally play with. And he's like, hey, you go play Helldivers. And it's like, yeah, I'm only playing it 4 times. And that's it. He's like, what? No, come on, play.
Oh, you think you're done after 4 times?
Yeah.
I'll probably play it after that.
I'll only play if it's with like you guys.
Yeah.
It's the only way I'll play it.
It's a game I could see us continuing to play, but, you know, it's I'm not in love with it is all I can say. Maybe by week 2, I'll come back and I'll have a totally different message, but I think mm-hmm. it's just more of the same. So I don't believe so.
Right.
But what else did you play?
So I've finished God of War. I'm done.
I'm done.
Yeah, done. Deleted from the game for the console. Out of there, a lot of Fallout 76, and that's it until I figure out what game I'm going to play this week. I did do a lot of the challenges for the PlayStation Stars.
You're good at remembering that. I completely forget until every week when you bring it up.
Yep, I did a bunch of those. So I was mainly just doing those because you have to download a game, start it up, it'll collect it, and then delete the game. So a lot of Fallout 76. I got to figure out what game I want to play next. Because I have several on there I have to do. That's pretty much it. I didn't do no Switch, no Quest, or Meta.
I also didn't play any Quest. I need to. That's really what I've been kind of wanting to play the last couple days.
I thought maybe someone was going to pick that. Like Marshall 205 was going to pick a Quest game. I thought or someone's going to pick up, hey, let's continue on Demio or something.
He really struggled to pick a game this time, more than usual.
Mm-hmm.
He was back and forth, and he was really getting lost in the weeds. He was picking some real shit. I didn't know what we were going to end up on.
Yeah, that's why I went to Zombie Army 4. I saw, it's called 4-player. It's a game they haven't played, but I've played, and It's one I might be able to finish.
I've got 3 weeks to make my choice, and I don't know either.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a list of stuff that I had written down before, but you know, you also have to think about like the time of the year it is. I think that matters. You have to think about what we just played.
Right. Like, it's the same thing.
Yeah. Like the idea of picking a shooter.
Yeah. If you did like Zombie Number 4, then you did Left 4 Dead, then all of a sudden you're doing Walking Dead, then you're doing.
Yeah. Or even in this case, it was shooter. I don't want to pick a shooter.
Yeah.
Like we just played. So, you know, that's something I think we have to think about too, is like, you got to be cognizant of like what you're picking.
Mm-hmm. No Portal.
No Portal. No PlayStation other than Helldivers. Yeah. So,
and apparently Xbox is on sale. I saw something, it's not news, but the Xbox is on, like $220
for the S.
Yeah.
Scoop one up.
Nah.
It's just money.
Yeah. No.
Spend that, you get more. You spend that, you get more.
Nope.
Just think about it. We'll talk about it. We'll circle back to this parking lot. That.
Yep. All right.
What do you have for news?
Just a couple things. Let me share my screen.
Just a throuple.
Yeah, just a couple. This week on PlayStation, they've added a few new games on here. Assassin's Creed Valhalla, NFC, Need for Speed Unbound, Tale of Arise, The Outer Worlds, Lego Worlds, and Roguebook. So some decent titles.
Yeah.
Outer Worlds, and then Assassin's Creed is good. I liked Lego Worlds. It wasn't what I thought it was going to be, but I had fun playing that game. I don't think I even finished it, like to actually beat the game.
I'm not going to play any of that. I did play Lego Worlds, but I'm not going to go back. That's another thing. I need to play Brick Tales in VR. I know it's a single player game, but I bought it and never even checked it out.
Yeah, I have yet to buy that one too. I kept on meaning to, but
maybe I'll get in there today.
All right. So some big news a little bit for a game we used to play is No Man's Sky. This weekend, which just passed, when you guys listen to this, they opened it up for newcomers to play the new Omega expansion. So no matter if you're on Switch or Xbox, you could have jumped in there and played. And the expansion, it looked pretty cool. You get a brand new ship. I thought about jumping in there just to grab the new ship and see what it was about.
I love that Hello Games has stuck with that.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how close we are to sunsetting that game, and or if they just continue forever.
The way the game is, it looks like they can keep on going if they wanted to.
The cool thing about space is there is no limit.
Right. They can just add on new features to it. I mean, it got it to where you build your own base, and then you have your own space station, and you have crews you can fly around with and play with. And so they added a bunch of new missions, new stuff on there. They did a lot. So they're still doing bug fixes. So it was still a good game. Like, sometimes I want to get back in there, but then, you know, where I got warped out of my area, it'll take me 200 years to get back.
Yeah. It's also, I think, for me at least, I'll speak to the way off, it's a tall task for me to get back in there and figure out what in the actual hell is going on. Mm-hmm. But it also seems like a mountain I don't want to climb to start over.
Right. Now, they also showed a trailer for a new game called Forever Skies. And let me turn the volume off. When you see it, and when you put, like, when you hear the talking, and you won't hear it, but I can hear it. The robot sounds just like No Man's Sky. It looks like No Man's Sky.
Yeah, but you're contained to, is this Hello Games?
Also? Forever Skies? No.
Okay.
It's a whole nother.
Because they have a new one coming out too.
And it's very similar. This is when you're on Earth, but.
What's that? Is this underwater?
It looks like it's underwater, but you're not. You're just jumping around.
Give me some Subnautica vibes too.
Yeah, it's lightning outside, but then you go into space.
Oh yeah, like growing stuff on a platform.
Yeah, you build platforms, you build stuff. Then you go under.
It's like a layer of toxic dust, it looks like. Oh, that's a bug looking like a...
Yeah.
Far From Home is who makes that.
Forever Sky. It sounds like, when I first saw it, I was like, wait a minute, is this No Man's Sky? They're just like another expansion? Because, you know, in No Man's Sky, so I don't really remember, there's like a lady talking, like the robot, the AI talks to you. Like, power's low, and this sounds just like that.
Is that just the standard, like, lady robot voice, though?
I think it is. All right, so now we're going to, there was no Nintendo news. I didn't see anything major in Nintendo, besides, because everyone's talking about the leakage, or the Nintendo Switch 2 that might be coming out, and now it's, you know, pushed back till next year, the rumors is, and so I didn't really bring anything up with that. There was a lot of Xbox news because of all the rumors going over the last week. They had a big, huge thing. Well, Phil Spencer was talking to everybody. They were asking all kinds of questions. There was a lot. It's a long video. Diablo 4 is coming to Game Pass. They did say that there's some games coming, four games coming to the other consoles.
Sea of Thieves.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a no-brainer.
Yep, Sea of Thieves, Grounded, Hi-Fi Rush, and Pentiment.
Yeah, Pentiment's cool too. But, you know, to me, Sea of Thieves is a no-brainer. That's maybe Xbox's most valuable game, and I know people are going to come at me for that.
Mm-hmm.
You can't count the old Activision stuff and the new Activision, or you can't count the old Activision stuff. You can't count the old Blizzard stuff. Going forward, you know, you can't, I don't really think it's fair to count the old Bethesda stuff too. So when you look at, you know, what they've done since they had Bethesda, I think Sea of Thieves may be their most valuable IP right now.
Right. And see, I don't count, like you said, the Ubisoft stuff or Activision stuff, because some of those games are already made. Already made. They've already had some of the ideas to go over. Like when it says Starfield was going to come over, it's like, well, when they originally were making Starfield, they were making it for all the consoles. So they already had some of the stuff there.
That's one of those things where it's like, if they don't want to take the blame for Starfield because it was already being worked on, then they also can't take the credit for Call of Duty yet. You know, it's got to work both ways. So when you look at what they've actually fostered themselves and when the games they've been able to both create and keep alive, I think I truly believe that Sea of Thieves may be up top.
Mm-hmm. People still play. My brother still plays it. I mean, there's people out there like loving it.
As soon as the rumor started, I was like, I'll play that on PS5.
Yeah.
100% I'll play that. I'll be honest, if they get that thing moved over before we start, that might be my game. I would love to play that with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Hi-Fi Rush, great fit, great game, makes a lot of sense, should be everywhere. Pentiment, same thing, going to be a limited audience, but more people should play that game. Grounded was fun. We played it too early. Would I love to play it with the four of us? Absolutely. Another great game for the four of us to play.
Yeah.
You know, we played it before a lot of things were in. It's a different game now than when we played it. And so it would be like a new experience for all of us because we played it when it was still an early, early access.
Yes. And it, back to the news, he did say that they're not out of the console war. They're planning to make another console. Their next console will be more innovative than ever.
Yeah, sure. Everyone should be more innovative.
Yep. All right. So next thing, it says Game Pass hits 34 million subscribers and remain exclusive to Xbox. So that was another big thing. I figure with PC and with a console, I thought for some reason, I don't know why, I thought this would be more.
Don't kid yourself if you're hearing that number and think it's good. There's no way Game Pass makes Microsoft any money at all. There's no way that 34 million users pays for what it takes to release their first party games on there.
Yeah.
There's no way. I would imagine this number probably has spiked a little bit because a lot of people thought the announcement was going to be that Game Pass was going everywhere. And this number will probably come down a little bit, but there's no way that that's enough subscribers to keep this business model alive, which is why you're going to start seeing games go to PlayStation. But yeah, you're going to have to buy them over there.
Yeah. The number doesn't to me add up right.
You know, they have to drive people to their box, and that's the way they're going to do it. They're going to make you pay for those games everywhere else.
Yeah.
So Sea of Thieves is going to come out and be $50, $60 to play it on PS5. Like, it's going to be an investment.
Mm-hmm. All right. So next thing I want to talk about is that rabbit.
Yep.
The device that you pre-ordered. It was like a little pocket companion.
Yep.
So someone made a watch.
Oh, they made like a band for it?
No, it's a watch. Some guy decided to make a watch.
Which is weird because the rabbit's not even out.
Yeah, I know. But he designed it as a watch. So I saw that. Like, there was a whole video on it, the thing I did, but.
Looks like he started with like an Apple Watch.
Mm-hmm.
And is designed it in a way to look like the rabbit.
Yeah. So it's the rabbit. If you guys want to look at it, it's the Rabbit R1 AI smartwatch, if you want to Google it.
And it's, I guess it's a guy that tried to get it out because all these articles say would have been a smash at CES.
Mm-hmm.
And that probably is phase two's phase three somewhere down the road, because right now it is just extra box you have to keep in your pocket, which is not convenient. But what I will tell you is it's an uphill battle to get people to take their Samsung watch off or their Apple watch off or their Fitbit off to put that on.
Yeah. Like, I have a good collection of watches and I only use my Samsung watch.
Yeah.
Like, I have some decent, I don't know, like, the price of watches, but I have some watches that are like $400 or $500 that they just sit in my watch case and never get used. Because I've been wearing a smartwatch for 4 or 5 years now. Did it email you any update on this? When it's-
no, but if you click on it there, it says the fifth is sold out. So they're on pre-order number 6. So the fifth batch is sold out. Batch six is open right now. I'm still excited. I mean, batch one, I think it's supposed to ship in April.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if things go well, I hope to have mine by the end of the year. I'm in batch four or batch three. You know, I hope to get mine by the end of the year if that's feasible.
Yeah.
My batch four or my batch three? I don't remember.
I think you got it right before, because I think you got it. Then when we looked at it, it was already on the next batch.
Yeah. So I think I'm on three. I think I just missed two. You know, they went hot and heavy in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited for mine.
Yeah. I can't wait to see what it does when you get it. And that's all I had.
Yeah. I'm going to have it replace me on the show.
We didn't talk about last week, the Lego, really quick. So you only ordered one of the sets, right, on that BrickLink?
Correct. Just the Snack Shack.
And I was only able to get two. The one I really...
You got the train, right?
No, I got the train station and then the shack like you did.
Yep.
I wanted the one that sold out.
Fortress?
Yeah, the one of the Fortress. Because I wanted to resell it.
It went really quick.
Yeah, I think that's why, because people were looking
for it. It's my least favorite. And it went quick.
Yeah, so right now you could still get Series 1. The Parisian Street still has not maxed out yet. It's still in the general store. But the Shake Shack, Snack Shack, Old Engine Train, and Mountain Force were all funded.
Mm-hmm. Do they not get created if they don't get funded?
No, they won't. If it passes a certain mark. So this got funded, so it'll be made, but there's not going to be that many of them.
So everything there is funded.
Yeah, everything is funded.
So as crazy as it sounds, the ones that actually sold less good will be more valuable.
Yeah, because they won't make as many of them.
Right. So the ones that you still see there are actually going to be more collectible than the ones that went fast at max capacity.
In the long run, yeah. Yeah. Yep. I saw this Mountain Fortress. People are already trying to sell it on eBay for $1,000.
I just don't. I'm not in the Lego resale game, and I don't like that set. So for me, I didn't see any value there. Now the Snack Shack is cool, but I'll keep it.
Yeah, I'm thinking about if I thought about it, I would have got two of the Snack Shacks and two. I would have done the two each, just so I can have one to save and one to build.
Yeah. Now what will you do now that you only have one? Just save them.
It's lame. Probably save.
That's lame.
Because that one I got last year, I want to put together to fit in, but now it's getting up in price with the box. So we'll see. And then the new one, the next one starts in June, the next crowdfunding. And that's the one I'm gonna probably only also get two, because I don't think people are going to go crazy over the other ones.
Yeah.
And series three, then series four is still being voted on.
You know, the problem becomes if everyone starts, like if everyone catches on to how high these spike and everyone starts buying them to resell them, it also kind of breaks the idea of it too.
Yeah.
So be interesting to see where it goes in the future.
But they've been doing it for years, but it's only done like one set a year. All right. But that's all I got for today. If you like to, as usual, if you like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Follow us on our social at @game_stitch and follow me at Hoffman Show. And if you want a patch of hair, we'll be more than happy to sell you some little bit of hair off the chest.
Yeah, it's not going to be free if I'm just spreading my DNA, though.
I said we'll sell it.
Yeah, if I'm just spreading it out there, I mean, you're going to pay up for it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's what I'll do, though. I'll do something nice. Like maybe I'll get it on like a little piece of tape. I'll get it cut down to a nice square. Maybe I shadow box it for you in the middle of it. Maybe I put the date, I signed the back of it with a date on when it was removed from said body.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe you have to sign something saying you're not going to do anything creepy with it.
Right. Like kill somebody and leave it, the hair's laying around.
That's not great for me.
No, it's not.
I need you to sign something saying it's for display purposes only and you'll never actually handle the hair yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe I encase it in a little resin so you can't be creepy. Maybe that's what I do. Maybe I drop the hair down in a little resin cube and I send it out and you get a cube of resin.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah. No, that's our idea, so don't take it.
Right.
Sons of bitches.
All right, then.
That's all I have.
That's all I have. That was episode 578. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night. It's so nice having the heat in here. I can't even explain.